Coming up now, Norm Diamond will read from and share his thoughts on the John Berger essay, The Nature of Mass Demonstrations.
I shall indeed. Thank you, Tom. In the years when I regularly hosted the Old Mole, I used to begin the program sometimes by saying something like, on the Old Mole Variety Hour, we not only celebrate the myriad ways people push for alternatives, we analyze them. Not all forms of resistance can be effective, can change what exists. That was part of our mission then, and it continues. It is now as well. We not only report, but we evaluate. We try to figure out what works and what we mean by works or success. That led me to today's reading, basically, an essay by John Berger. He wrote in 1968, called The Nature of Mass Demonstrations. There are three different prompts that produced today's reading. One is Berger's own death a couple of weeks ago. One of my favorite essayists, somebody I turned to for insights on a vast variety of topics, died at, what was he, 90, 92 years old, just 2 weeks ago. But the second prompt leading to this reading, The Nature of Mass Demonstrations, is, of course, today is MLK Day. Martin Luther King made very effective use of mass demonstrations. And the third prompt is that this coming weekend, we, people here in the Old Mole at KBOO, and a lot of you out there will actually be involved in mass demonstrations. So here are some excerpts from John Berger's essay, The Nature of Mass Demonstrations. I emphasize these are excerpts. The entire essay, well, I'll tell you at the end how to get a hold of it. But here are some of the provocative things that he has to say. Theoretically, demonstrations are meant to reveal the strength of popular opinion or feeling. Theoretically, they are an appeal to the democratic conscience of the state. But this presupposes a conscience which is very unlikely to exist. If the state authority is open to democratic influence, the demonstration will hardly be necessary. If it is not, it is unlikely to be influenced by an empty show of force containing no real threat. The truth is that mass demonstrations are rehearsals for revolution, not strategic or even tactical ones, but rehearsals of revolutionary awareness. Any demonstration which lacks this element of rehearsal is better described as an officially encouraged public spectacle. State authorities usually lie about the number of demonstrators involved. The lie, however, makes little difference. The importance of the numbers involved is to be found in the direct experience of those taking part in or sympathetically witnessing the demonstration. Those who take part become more positively aware of how they belong to a class. Belonging to that class ceases to imply a common fate and implies a common opportunity. Revolutionary awareness is rehearsed in another way by the choice and effect of location. Demonstrations are essentially urban in character, and they are usually planned to take place as near as possible to some symbolic center, either civic or national. Their targets are seldom the strategic ones: railway stations, barracks, radio stations. And here I intervene. John Berger would have been a strong supporter of KBOO. Or airports. A mass demonstration can be interpreted as the symbolic capturing of a city or capital. Again, the symbolism is for the benefit of the participants. The demonstrators interrupt the regular life of the streets they march through or of the open spaces they fill. They cut off these areas, and not yet having the power to occupy them permanently, they transform them into a temporary stage on which they dramatize the power they still lack. The demonstrators' view of the city surrounding their stage also changes. By demonstrating, they manifest a greater freedom and independence, greater creativity, even although the product is only symbolic, than they can ever achieve individually or collectively when pursuing their regular lives. In their regular pursuits, they only modify circumstances by demonstrating they symbolically oppose their very existence to circumstances. Finally, there is another way in which revolutionary awareness is rehearsed. The demonstrators present themselves as a target to the so-called forces of law and order. The contradiction between their actual vulnerability and their sense of invincibility corresponds to the dilemma which they force upon the state authority. Either authority must abdicate and allow the crowd to do as it wishes, or else authority must constrain and disperse the crowd with violence. The imposed dilemma is between displayed weakness and displayed authoritarianism. The officially approved and controlled demonstration does not impose the same dilemma. Now, here Berger is talking about a kind of issue that faces us frequently in Portland, whether to get permits or not. So this is his characterization of permitted marches. The officially approved and controlled demonstration does not impose the same dilemma. Its symbolism is censored, which is why I term it a mere public spectacle. Berger, in other words, is taking the position to not get permits, something by and large I support. There are very few circumstances in which I would want to get permits for a march that we are entitled to participate in. Back to Berger. It is in the nature of a demonstration to provoke violence upon itself. Its provocation may also be violent, but in the end it is bound to suffer more than it inflicts. This is a tactical truth and an historical one. The historical role of demonstrations is to show the injustice, cruelty, irrationality of the existing state authority. Demonstrations are protests of innocence. But the innocence is of two kinds. There is an innocence to be defended, and an innocence which must finally be lost, an innocence which derives from justice, and an innocence which is the consequence of a lack of experience. Demonstrations express political ambitions before the political means necessary to realize them have been created. Demonstrations predict the realization of their own ambitions and thus may contribute to that realization, but they cannot themselves achieve them. The question which revolutionaries must decide in any given historical situation is whether or not further symbolic rehearsals are necessary. The next stage is training in tactics and strategy for the performance itself. I've been reading some excerpts, and I would encourage you to find the complete essay, John Berger's 1968 essay, The Nature of Mass Demonstrations. Berger was writing, of course, in May 1968, right at the same time as the events in France, the huge uprising, and 1 month after the assassination of Martin Luther King and the demonstrations which followed there. Today is MLK Day. This is Norm Diamond for the Old Mole Variety Hour.